Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 11, Deceivers Among Us, Acts 20:29-31, W.E.B. For I know that after my departure, vicious wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Men will arise from among your own selves, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for a period of 3 years I didn't cease to admonish everyone night and day with tears. End of verses. It seems to be common among believers to watch out for false teachers and false teaching from groups other than their own. It seems seldom that believers consider the possibility of false teachers in their own midst. But that is a recurring theme in Scripture. In the verses above, Paul warns the Ephesian elders that men will arise from among your own selves, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Peter and Jude give similar strong warnings. 2 Peter 2:1-3, ESV. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed, and in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Jude 3-4, NIV. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals, whose condemnation was written about long ago, have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. End of verses. To understand this issue better, consider the many different people who may be among those who gather with us. Saved believers who are mature in faith. Saved believers who are partly mature in faith. Saved believers who are still fleshly, to be discussed in chapter 18, the flesh. Unsaved people who come to learn about salvation. Unsaved people who think they are saved, who are deceived by poor understanding. Unsaved people who pretend to be saved in order to fit in socially. Unsaved people who pretend to be saved, who intend to do harm to believers. And unsaved people who don't pretend to be saved, who intend to do harm to believers. Note that, especially among unsaved people, various levels of demonic influence may be at work. Some people influenced by evil spirits may be very good at pretending to be mature believers, or may really think they are mature believers, and may even be in positions of leadership, and may lead many people astray. How does your local assembly of believers discern the difference between true believers and false believers? Do they have understanding and wisdom in this area? A first step is to be aware of the possibility, and as Paul wrote, therefore watch, Acts 20:31, W.E.B. Note also that even those who are mature believers are likely to be deceived in some areas. I include myself here. Given the various conflicting beliefs of different groups of believers in the world today, this is a logical conclusion that is hard to escape. It may not be a reassuring thought, but it is likely that the people you most look up to are not completely free of deception. Further, keep in mind that spiritual communication and spiritual manifestations can have various sources: God or good angels, evil spirits, or a person's own self, his spirit, soul, and body. Those who accept all spiritual communication and spiritual manifestations without questioning their source open themselves up to being deceived. Jesus gave us these instructions, which seem to correlate well with Paul's warnings to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20:29-31. Matthew 7:15-20, W.E.B. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do you gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but the corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree can't produce evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't grow good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. End of verses. We understand that the fruits Jesus speaks of are not religious words or outward works of ministry, for Jesus then says, in Matthew 7:21-23, W.E.B., not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works? Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. End of verses. Rather, we understand fruits to refer to things like the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit spoken of by Paul in Galatians 5:19-23 ESV. Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. End of verses. Note that in Matthew 7:21-23 above, people who didn't truly know Jesus will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works? Jesus doesn't deny they did such works, but rather indicates he never knew them. Later, Jesus warns us again to not be deceived by people who perform miracles, but who are false Christs or false prophets. Matthew 24:23-25 ESV. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. End of verses. Of course, a primary characteristic of false teachers is that they distort the truth of the gospel. Having a clear understanding of the truths of Scripture is a primary way we can identify false teachers. Consider these verses, Galatians 1:6-9 ESV. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4 ESV. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 ESV. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. End of verses. For further reflection, have you been watching out for false teachers among us? What are some false teachings that are being promoted today?